Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to another hour of Tribal Wisdom. I am your host, Cynthia Williamson. And happy Wedding Wednesday. It is another Wedding Wednesday to be spending time with you guys. Just moving forward through 2013 into 2014. I want to say a hello to all of our Facebook friends and our Twitter friends out there who are always encouraging us. We just want to say a nice thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You guys encourage us so much and you keep us just moving forward and getting better and better. Tonight, November is Financial Literacy Month here on Tribal Wisdom, and it is sponsored by Tea by Tiffany. She custom blends teas just for you and your palate. My flavor tonight, even though I had it last week, it's my favorite. It's Moroccan mint, of course. I love mint tea, and just to have Moroccan mint that Tiffany blends for you, it is so delicious. If you want to try some of her teas, please visit her page on Facebook, Tea by Tiffany. And why don't you join the Tea of the Month Club? You will enjoy it. She will always be sending you different things to try and give you some tips about tea culture. She is a purveyor of fine tea and tea culture. I love to say that because she teases me about that. So tonight for Financial Literacy Month, we are talking with the fabulous and money-savvy coach. I don't know if you guys know this, but this is the third week of Financial Literacy Month, and if you hadn't had a chance to listen to our previous shows, please do go and listen. They've given out some wonderful, wonderful tips, and of course tonight is not going to be any less. And tonight we are with Baiya Shabazz of the Shabazz Management Group. She's going to just give you wonderful tips. We're really going to be talking about how our personal habits and money mix together. I'm not even going to keep you guys waiting. You know, and if you would like to call in for our listeners, if you want to call in, the number is 347-996-3160. Press the number 1 to let me know that you have a question or a comment for either myself or my guest. Or you could just stay there in queue and listen to the show that way. Baiya, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Welcome to Tribal Wisdom. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for having me.
Quite welcome. Quite welcome. We are honored to do so. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about who you are, what you do, where you are? I know you're out there in Chicago, right?
Yes, I am. I am in the, as they say, the Chicagoland area. Mm-hmm. But just to tell your listeners who I am, my name is Baiya Shabazz, and in a nutshell, I'm a result-driven coach who helps you reach your goals by holding you accountable while you are improving both your self-worth and your net worth. And I am the CEO and founder of Shabazz Management Group, and we are an advisory and coaching firm who really focus on personal development. My goal is to make sure I improve financial growth from households to corporations. And I started the company in about 2008 after working in corporate America for quite some time. And I was with a company where I was a VP of investments in retail financial services, where I had worked for several years. And I loved what I did. However, I did not love what I did. And to just break that down, I like the fact that I was able to sit down with people one-on-one, as well, small business owners as well, and talk about investing. However, to me, it felt as though I was not really doing justice, because to sit down with someone and say, hey, you should invest in this fund and you should do this and that, and then their rebuttal would, they would say that, well, I don't have any money. And, of course, it was like pulling teeth. And at the end of the day, of course, representing the company, my goal was to open the account, the investment account, where I felt that it was something better out there, which is one of the reasons why I started the company. And I felt that I should discuss more of how to get into investing in by addressing your habits. Because if you honestly feel as though you don't have a lot of money, we need to talk about that, even though it does not take a lot of money to make money. But at the same time, I want to discuss the emotional spending. I want to discuss your malicious habits of what caused you to get to where you are right now. What do you see happen to you as you were growing up, and what lessons did you take away from your parents or what they did not teach you that caused you to make the decisions that you're currently doing right now? So I look at our company as taking a holistic approach. So mm-hmm. we don't just talk about finances. We talk about everything, and I live by what I coach everyone else to do as well. So that is me in a quick nutshell.
Excellent, excellent. Now,
thank you.
You mentioned a couple of things that I definitely want to just jump right in and talk about, because the first thing you said was you really kind of help individuals not just with their net worth but with their self-worth. And the holistic approach is to really look at the emotional spending and how their emotions tie into how they view and use money.
Mm-hmm.
What is your
That's
approach
true.
To this?
Well, you know, for one, when it comes to talking about financial healing, the financial aspect, I like to recognize the emotional, the mental, the spiritual, the physical elements of everything. Mm-hmm. And by working with those systems, it allows me to address the illness as opposed to rather than just the symptoms. And I'll go into detail about that as well. So by you addressing your illness of spending money and why you feel as though you are temporarily without funds, you addressing that, and it allows me to basically create a strategy for you, and it allows the person and myself to have clarity with the purpose, your intentions, your values, your goals. Because if you just come to me and you say, well, Bahia, you know, I want to be debt-free, or, you know, I want to be healthy, or, you know, I want to be wealthy. And I'm like, okay, that's great, but that is so general. You know, mm-hmm. that really isn't telling me anything. I need some clarity. What exactly do you want? When you can come to me and you say, well, Bahia, I want to eliminate my debt of $26,125.89. I know you're serious because, for one, you added up everything.
Right.
Number two, because, you know, and people like to, and I was a victim of this many years ago. I remember my 20s, you know, unfortunately, I was taught to save, but, you know, save a percentage out of my paycheck, but that was the extent of it. So, you know, at that time, I didn't know what it was to actually to budget and to put money to the side. But when you can tell me how much you owe, then I know you're serious. And if you say, well, I am willing and able to sacrifice. Because I came to somebody one time, it was a client, and I asked him, I said, well, you know, you want to get out of debt, what are you willing to sacrifice? And he actually laughed at me, and I said, well, you really aren't paying me to laugh at you, you know, for you to laugh at me. I'm serious. What are you going to sacrifice? And he said, there's nothing that I need to sacrifice. I said, okay, that's fine. Let me give you a little assignment of what you need to do. I need for you to track some things down. I need for you to actually distinguish between wants and needs. And I honestly want you to be truthful with yourself. When you go into the gas station and you see that little tray, it has little fun size Snickers, 25 cents for one, you purchase that, write that down too. So he started doing that, and I told him to write down as well what was important to him. What did he want to do? And it went from buying rims for his truck mm-hmm. to purchasing a home in 2 years. And I'm like, do you really need rims for your truck? And he's like, yeah. But the more he got into the assignment and the weeks went by, he actually stopped purchasing steaks. And he was like, you know what? I bought 2 cans of tuna, and I had sandwiches for like 3 days. He was like, wow. He said, so that's what you meant by sacrifice. And I'm like, yeah. You can't tell me that rims is a need, and then you're eating on steak, and you say you have no money. Come on, we need to start sacrificing. So, you know, it's address your health, address your mental stability, your spiritual. What routine do you have for yourself every day? And like when I wake up every morning, I pray, I meditate, I write down my goals. And I posted something on Facebook that I shared with the listeners tonight about writing down your goals and your expectations and holding yourself accountable and posting it where you can see it, where it's visible, because people post their goals or they try to memorize them and they'll just throw them in their bag or put it on their desk and they never see it again. So in the morning, you know, I gather my thoughts and I actually think about what I want to do. And if I'm going to be serious about the budget that I've created, and if I'm going to make my lunch and everything, it really entails every aspect of your life. Financial freedom does.
Mm-hmm. Everything that you point out is great. And I definitely want to address what you have really kind of put on the table, which is a process of elimination. Like, it seems like you're beginning with elimination first when you talk about listing the things that you are doing and how you're spending your money and then figuring out what to sacrifice. When you start that way with their life and not just their money, what are, like, the general results that happen?
General results, if I can say one word, is growth.
Mm-hmm.
Because for so often we say what we can't do. And I really, really despise that word can't. You know, I can't get out of debt. I can't make ends meet. I can't get a better job. You just don't understand. And people who have worked with me know that I am a very direct person, yet I can be a little gentle at times. But at the same time, you can't continue to say can't and say that you don't understand when I do. You know, I was not always where I am. Am I rich? No. I consider myself wealthy. I fall into one of the four categories that I'm going to mention tonight. But you think about what it is that you want to do toward having growth. So when you think about eliminating, you think about, okay, for instance, I'm gonna say, like, my gym membership. You know, I love to work out. I work out often. But then I found out, I found myself saying, okay, I'm paying for this Comcast cable, which is kicking my butt. You know, we need to cut that down as well. That's a whole other story. But if I have on-demand and I have, you know, where I can work out, why not cut out the gym membership? But at the same time, I'm addressing my health and I'm addressing my finances. So I'm still able to actually do whatever it needs to be done so that I can be successful, whether it's financial or my health as well. So you think about exactly what are you doing in ways that you can eliminate, just skim that fat off of everything, no pun intended, but skim that fat off and you're able to move forward. But you have to really think about what is important to you. If you are going to be a spender, which I like to call a broke baller, if you're going to be a miser, if you're going to be a dollar chaser, or if you're going to be an acknowledger. So if you're being a broke baller, that means that you are living for everyone else. It doesn't matter how you feel about yourself because you want the acceptance of other people. That's more important to you. So you're going to spend your paycheck before you even get it. You get paid at 2 o'clock. By 5 o'clock, you're already broke because you went to buy your outfit for the club that night, and you've already called all your girlfriends and say what I want to do. And, but if you're a miser, you're not spending anything whatsoever. And you're looking for sales on top of sales. And the dollar chasers, as I like to call people, are the ones who pray to win the lottery. If I win the lottery, I'm going to pay off all my debt. You know, I'm going to take care of my family. I'm going to get everything I ever wanted. Notice I say wanted. And then there are the acknowledgers, which I try to be. And those are the ones that knows that money is basically used to purchase your needs. Anything outside of that is extra. And what you strive to live is to have a life where you are wealthy because of your intangible goods, which, you know, your happiness, your family, your health. So it's really writing down everything to see what you can eliminate. What is important to you? What actually is important to you? Is it you or is it the opinions of other people?
Okay. Okay, so I'm guessing because the individuals, the four types of individuals that you just mentioned, I'm not sure if either one is on like on an extreme on the spectrum and like two are in the middle, or if they just have just their separate definitions.
I want to say separate definitions. There are no extremes. There are separate definitions. No extremes.
Okay. So we started with this process of elimination where we're looking at what we're spending, how we're spending it, where we're spending it, and mostly why we're spending it, which is the real process of elimination. If we could just figure out what that connection is to the money, we can start making different decisions on how we're going to spend it. So what comes after that process of now that we've seen how we spend the money and we now have to begin to get ourselves together, make the list of what we could do without for a little while in order to achieve a goal, what comes next?
Well, for, you know, after you make that list of what actually is important to you, fast forward is what are you willing to sacrifice in order to make that list come true for you? And for the guy that I mentioned, sacrificing is giving up the steak. For some other people, sacrificing may be to stop going out every weekend. You may have a sacrifice of instead of going to the restaurant every day, packing your lunch, because you know now you are addressing your health and your wealth. Another sacrifice that you may have is to establish financial boundaries, and those financial boundaries consist of knowing to take care of yourself first, putting yourself first, and understanding that you can say no to other people. When people come to you and they ask you for $5 to hold them into next week or $20 and you're compelled to say yes because you want to take care of them, you're actually taken away from yourself, taken away from your household, taken away from your family. So it's thinking about what you're willing to sacrifice in order to accomplish those goals. And then what comes after that is actually holding yourself accountable. What are you going to do to hold yourself accountable once you say that you are willing to sacrifice? Are you going to get up earlier on every weekday and put your lunch together, pack your lunch, or once a week pack your lunch, or are you going to walk around the block a couple of times as opposed to go to the gym membership? Are you going to have a conversation with your friend and family member and say, look, I love you, but I have to take care of myself. There are some things that I need to do financially. I don't want to work past my retirement age, and I can't continue to take care of your household. So and those are, yes, it is. That's a very big one.
Yeah, I know most people actually have an issue with not being able to say no to helping out their family or being in a situation where they literally do have to help their family for whatever reason. How do you address that kind of that issue?
Well, I have to ask them, why are you helping out your family? What is it that this member, family member, or friend not doing? Why can't he or she help himself? And not to sound mean, because if you have someone, whereas you have a family member who they know that they can rely on you, why do they have to push themselves to do better? Because now they're counting your money. But again, it's all about knowing what is important. And just because you're saying no to a family member does not mean you love that family member any less. It means you love yourself more to move forward and to take care of yourself. So, I mean, it's something as simple as practicing saying no. Because think about this. While you're saying yes to everyone else, your dollars are depleting.
Right.
And who are you going to turn to? Ask yourself this. Who are you going to turn to if you need something? You can't turn to those people who are asking you. You can't turn to another friend because, for one, you may be embarrassed. And number two, you may know that friend doesn't have it. So
right.
it's honestly learning to say no, and it does not happen overnight. I have family members, close family members that I'm still working with, teaching them to say no, and they call me and they say, "Why, by here, your relative such and such just called me and asked, can I pay their cable bill? For one, cable is a luxury."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're not,
we're going to get into that.
Yes, they're not asking you for food on the table. They're not
right.
asking you to drive them to work. What is that person doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I knew someone who had a relative live in their home, and they said that they wanted to get on their feet and they needed some time. So mm-hmm. she opened her doors, and she said, okay, yeah, you can stay here. Take your time as long as you can. Who actually means that? You know, and when I finally talked to her, she said, well, I thought it was going to be for a couple of weeks. But the 2 weeks that she initially thought turned into 6 months.
Mm.
So I asked her, you know, since you opened your door to that family member, is the family member working? Yes. Okay, well, do you know what she's bringing in? No. Have you asked her to help you at all? No. Well, do you know if she's putting any money to the side? No. How many jobs does that person have? Two. So she's working two jobs. She's now living with you. Your utilities have increased. Your grocery
uh-huh.
bill has increased, and
uh-huh.
you're not asking for anything.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about yourself? Because at this point, you cannot love yourself enough to support yourself, and that's what I tell everybody all the time. Love yourself enough to support yourself. Stand your ground, because this person at this point is taking advantage of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's learning to say no, or I would love to help you right now, but I'm not in the predicament to do so.
Right, right. Okay, well, I mean, that conversation when it comes to money and family, that's a whole hour by itself, so we won't stick
yeah.
too long on that one. But you did say something about luxury items. Let's list a few luxury items. Let's talk about necessities, needs, and luxury items. What
okay.
you could really be eliminating to really start seeing the difference in your paycheck and your savings account.
Okay. When it comes to necessities, needs, let's think about if you don't have it, how would your life be? And I don't mean by your wants. I mean true needs. So you need food, you need clothing,
mm-hmm.
you need shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, those are your needs. Now,
oh, that's
when someone.
Can I include ice cream or, you know?
No, that's a want. That's a want. And Cynthia, come on. Now, while you're playing, that affects your health too. So then, so when your health is affected, what happens? Your deductible increases too. Come on, co-payments.
This
We're talking
true.
All those things, you know, $20 copayments to see your doctor once a month because now your cholesterol is high because of the ice cream.
Honestly, I'm teasing because I like to just use frozen bananas and put it in with a little like juice and you know, make my own ice
too.
Cream. Right. So I am really teasing about, you know, I do have my moments though that I do want to go to Baskin and Robbins. I won't lie. But most of the time, you know, I've actually just recently started going back to the way that that I ate or eat when I was really trying to save to purchase a home or save to do very
mm-hmm.
big things. So a lot of
mm-hmm.
things is, you know, I make smoothies in the morning. I take my lunch, you know, to work. I make a small dinner or something like that. And you are absolutely right. It does tie in very well with not just health in general, but how you really feel every day. Your energy kind of increases
yes.
because you're eating more live foods, and
you're looking beautiful, skin is smooth. There's an extra skip in your step. Seriously,
yeah.
you know.
Well, I do. I do have smooth skin. You're right. You're right. But,
everything
okay.
changes.
It does. It does, and it does feel good to see that your life and your health is improving as well as your financial bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we only got three things for necessities here.
Well, of course your utilities are included, and mm-hmm. and when you break down your utilities, of course your electrical, your lighting, your water, those are included.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're talking about anything outside of that, cable, luxury.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about you have to get that cashmere sweater, luxury. And you may say, well, by here, you just said clothing is a need. Yes, within reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
just because TJ Maxx has a sale does not mean it's for you. If you have not budgeted that money for a sale, you can't afford it. If you
okay.
have to put that cashmere sweater on your credit card, you can't afford it. If you have to take from your bill money, you can't afford it. Now,
mm-hmm.
you may say, well, Bahia, how can you budget for something that you don't know that's coming? Easily, create a budget. We're talking about a projected budget as well. And when I say budget, I mean budget for everything. In our household, we have a spreadsheet, a sheet, and my husband, he's like, who lives like this? I'm like, we do. Rewrite
right.
it down. My son, who's 12, he knows. He goes to the store, and he wants something, and he looks at me, and he's like, darn, it is not on the list. I didn't say anything before we left the house. I can't get anything. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it becomes a lifestyle. You know,
I like it.
Living, yeah, it's – people like to look at the word, but and I'm getting excited because people like to look at the word budget like it's like the real B word for real.
No, it
like,
really is.
Oh my God.
It is a dirty word for a lot of
it
people.
It is.
But
it
I'm
is.
Finding that it's a dirty word not because they just dislike it, but they really have a certain type of fear of it. They just don't know how to do it. So,
mm-hmm.
I would love for you to help me make up a budget sheet. For like an example or a sample budget sheet to post in the group for people to like kind of really take notice and try to start using if they can't make up their own budget. And I know that there are plenty of resources out there. With the amount of resources that are available to people, people are still really, really afraid to put together a budget. So
let me tell you why people clutch their pearls with the word budget.
Okay, that's a good visual.
Seriously, not only because it's a dirty birdie word,
uh-huh.
but it forces them to face their truth.
Mm.
When you are writing down your budget, you have to disclose everything. You should disclose everything. And everything includes your income as well as all your expenses. So when your phone is ringing and you look over at the caller ID and you're like, oh, I know that area code. I'm not answering that. Or if you get that mail and it has date time sensitive on it in red letters, you're like, okay, shredder, this forces you. Seriously, this – and you're like, well, who cares about my credit? It's already shot. I'm not negotiating anything.
Mm-hmm.
This forces you to write down everything. So you with a budget, people like to talk about, oh, wow, I get paid this amount of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, you don't. Because when you think about your net income consists of everything, what you bring in the house, minus your taxes, minus your 401k, your savings, your insurance. It's exactly what you bring in the house. And I like to go even further. Your net income, to me, is after you've paid everything. So if you're writing down all your expenses, your rent, your mortgage, your utilities, if you go get your hair done for all – I met ladies who go get their hair done once a week, men, gentlemen who gets their hair cut twice a week. Who the heck are you impressing getting your hair cut on Tuesday and Friday? You barely – come on, you have no growth. Seriously.
Right.
You know, so you – manicures, pedicures, spas – day treatments, daycare, tuition, union dues, magazine subscription, ice cream, lunches, everything, date night, shoes, sales, hanging out with girlfriends on a weekend. Whatever it is, you need to write it down. And you may say, well, Bahia, I don't even know when I'm going to hang out with my girlfriends on a weekend. That's why I said your projected budget. So right. you're writing down everything. So if you say, well, you know, every time I get paid, I'm going to put $15 into this one category. And that one category can say hanging out with girlfriends. So if you save $30 a month, because it's $15 every time you get paid, $30 a month, then after 2 months, $60, and then you just happen to get a call, and I say, hey, Cynthia, you know, I'm in town. Do you want to go out to dinner? You can't say, well, wow, this is really short notice. It's a Wednesday, and you want to come out on a Friday? Well, you already put this money to the side just in case. It's budgeting, and that's one of the reasons why people are so fearful. They don't want to address everything, because when you address everything, you have to be truthful with yourself. You have to acknowledge where all your money is going, and then you giving your money to your little cousin, you have to write that down as well. Because it's a whole other household.
It's true. I think we're going to have to make it a bravery challenge. Instead of making it a financial challenge, we might have to like do like a bravery, a 30-day bravery challenge when it comes to...
Bravery boot camp. That's what we're going to have.
I really think that's what it is, because if they don't really face, or we as a community don't really face what we're doing with our money, how we're spending our money, and to be able to look at ways to improve on how we're using the money, it's really just null and void for us to continuously complain about our states and our situations. While you were talking, I'm thinking about like me and a couple of girlfriends, like we love to go out almost at least every weekend. We don't go out every weekend, but almost every weekend. And we like fine dining, but we settle for IHOP because that's our budget, you know. I'm okay with IHOP, and sometimes she will literally pull out a coupon. I forgot where she gets the coupon from. She will pull out a coupon, and if our dinner together is about $30, the coupon is at least $22.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and so I'm racing in my mind, like, okay, we have to really put this challenge together and really start posting things for people and asking them for feedback about what's working for them, what's not working for them. And get each other to help each other by kind of sharing how we're doing what we're doing.
You're absolutely right. And that's a friend pulling out some coupons, I tell you. I will go to couponcabin.com in one second, and I will go to a restaurant. And I love it because you can either print it or you can pull up their app and they can scan their coupon. And you get your 15% off or your free appetizer or buy one, get one half off. I love it. But when I go out with my girlfriends, everyone who knows me knows, okay, by here, and this budget word is ridiculous, but I take it to a whole nother level. I'm like, I'm not spending anything more than $9.99 or $7.99 or whatever it is. Now I'm going to tell you, this is how I am, because I don't eat certain foods. I'm very meticulous on how my food is prepared, and better believe before I walk out the house, I've already eaten anyway.
Right.
So I'm going for conversation. And see, that's another thing you can do. Think about this. If you like to have a liquid beverage or two, if you go to the restaurant, you're going to spend $6 for a glass. Now, if you really frugal, you can buy a whole bottle for $6. Invite your girlfriends over, have a cocktail or two. By the time you go to the restaurant, you don't find yourself ordering multiple drinks. I mean, look how much money you would save that way as well. You know, and like I said before, setting that budget with yourself and actually holding yourself accountable, one of the phases that I was talking about. And if your girlfriends, you guys holding each other like, okay, you said $9.99, why are you ordering this surf and turf that's $29.99? So it's really making sure you're part of a support group as well, and distinguishing needs versus want. You need to eat, but you don't need that surf and turf.
Right. That's just funny because I can actually see you sitting across with somebody saying that. You need to eat, but you don't need that.
And you know what? And I do. And I love my girlfriends, and I'm truly blessed to have such near and, you know, dear friends that they love my insanity and they laugh at me, but they will call me for suggestions and they know when we go out we're going to have a good time, but within reason as well. So
right.
We're not going to go back home and we're broke and we're like, oh, my God, you know, how I'm going to survive for the rest of the week. I truly am going to have, take it back to old school, back in the day, syrup sandwiches or something. You know, we're not going to have to do.
You know what? Now I have heard of a lot of sandwiches, but syrup sandwich is not one of them.
Syrup. It is not nutritional by far, but hey.
I've heard of like mayonnaise sandwich. Gravy sandwiches, you know, I've heard of all different, but syrup sandwiches new. I'm going to like go around and start saying it now. People are going to wonder why. Right. They're going to say, Cynthia, what is wrong with you?
Syrup sandwiches, if you want to satisfy that sweet taste bud, there you go. But, you really do have to prioritize what is important to you with your finances, what is important to you with your health, what is important to you with your family, as well as yourself. What is important to you? What do you want your purpose to be? What do you want to be known as? And that question can correlate in your business, in your relationship, personally. What is your purpose? And with our company too, one of the things that we truly discuss is our CLEAR approach. And CLEAR is an acronym for clarity, leadership, education, acceptance and accountability, and reinforcement. When you have clarity about yourself, everything else falls into place. Because when you know better, you do better. You start to educate yourself. You're reading books. You're on the internet getting whatever information you can. You're going to workshops. You're listening to radio shows such as this one, and you're sharing it with everyone. You become a leader within your household. You become a leader within your community, within your place of worship. You are that person because now you're leading by example. It is so unfair for me to say you need to budget. You need to get your household, your financial house in order. You need to do this and that. And then I'm out there making it rain. And then you're like, well, by here, that's not what you told me to do.
Right.
No, it's all about the leadership, you know?
Right.
And with the acceptance and accountability, the acceptance, realizing and understanding who you are.
Okay.
Understand now, who you are.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a hard one. Well, you know what? Right now I'm going to say, you know, a nice little shout out to Angel Franklin. She let us know that she's listening in. So, hey, Angel. Thanks for listening.
Angel. I love Angel.
And now, you know, again, a really great topic to talk about is sharing, really being able to share what you're doing, how you're doing, and leadership, because the word sharing and leadership is really important when it comes to financial and health success.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that happen? I mean, people come to you because that is your business. So when they are normally in crisis, you're like the, you know, the financial doctor. They don't come see you until they're kind of in some sort of crisis or there's something that they really need to achieve. How do you get individuals to kind of think about this kind of thing on a daily basis without first being financially sick?
You know what I do? I have to say I love social media.
Mm-hmm.
I love it because I can throw things out there and see who catches it and put it in their back pocket and sit on it for a minute and let it digest.
Mm-hmm.
It was a mouthful. But I love it because it gets you to the point where, okay, Bahia said this. For one, it makes you, it keeps me relevant where, okay, this is the person that if I ever do go down that road, I'm going to contact her. But I put the word out there through social media as well as different workshops that I like to do.
Mm-hmm.
I like to do various workshops. I'm always writing some sort of ebook, and I either publish it for free or, you know, offer it for $1.99. I want to make sure, and am I going to get rich off $1.99? Absolutely not. But my goal is to make sure that you are educated because I want you to leave that legacy. I want to change one household at a time and influence a community, which is the reason why I left corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about me. It's about us growing as a people. It's about growth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sharing everything I know. If like such as yourself, we were introduced and I had the opportunity to come on the show without any hesitation, absolutely yes.
Mm-hmm,
I want everyone to know what it is that I have to offer and how you can get that. And I love the fact, like what you're doing the financial month on your show, everyone, and I had the privilege of listening to the other shows, each one of us are different.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
yes.
Everyone is going to grasp, and they're going to gravitate what is important to them. And not to say any one of us is less important. It's just that in your life, like your first show, they may have a child going to college.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to know what's going on. Your second show, when you have the Dollar Divas, they may need to know how to clear a large sum of debt, like she was talking about. And then for me, addressing that holistic approach and saying, learning how to put yourself first. So it's actually for me saying, and it wears me out sometimes, but I love it. I get excitement from it.
Mm-hmm.
Saying yes, going out there and sharing how you can be fabulous and money savvy, how you can put yourself first and teaching others how to do it as well. So first and foremost, again, the social media, I put everything out there, the ebooks, the workshops that I do, different publications. So that's sharing. And if I know of any apps like the mint.com and, you know, so that you can, you know, let those pearls go and utilize something, write it down. Write it down.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the sharing. You have to.
Right, right. Now, to my listeners, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Bahia Shabazz of the Shabazz Management Group. We are talking financial literacy tonight, and Bahia's specific specialty, I don't want to say specialty, but we are addressing how finance and health are actually connected. That's the main reason why I actually had you on the show tonight, because a lot of people are saying a lot of different things about how to eliminate debt, how you're getting debt, how we need to be teaching our youth debt, and all these different things. But sometimes it's a revelation to us to understand and really kind of see that our finance and our health are literally connected, whether it be because we are in financial trouble and then we are stressed out because of it, or because we're needlessly spending our money on foods that are not really healthy for us. And if we kind of just really make a list of what we're spending and start switching up what we're spending on, we might not only save money but actually improve our health. So the correlation of money and health is what I really, really like about Shabazz Management Group, because you sit, you talk with them, you help them figure some things out. You make them, you hold them accountable, of course. And clearly you take away their ice cream budget, which I'm not happy about.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm going to get over it. That's why I said I started buying bananas, and I'll freeze the bananas and make my own. But it's still, you know, some of us get a little traumatized when you attack our sweet tooth like that.
But hey, you have those syrup sandwiches. No, I'm just kidding.
No, absolutely not. I'm not doing a syrup sandwich. Absolutely not. I can't even imagine pouring syrup. Anyway, unless that syrup sandwich is made with pancakes and like turkey sausage or something, you know, then I could have my syrup sandwich. But other than that, no. Not happening. Okay.
Well, you know what? Let me add this too, because, you know, we're talking about health, and whether it's physical health or financial health, you know, I like to ask questions, start out by asking why. And at times, you know, I say why so much, I feel like I'm a toddler. You know, the toddler stage, they're like, why? Why?
Yeah. Yeah.
I do that because I want you to think about it. And I don't know is not an answer, because we all do things. And when you're shopping, one of the things that I discuss as well is emotional spending. In addition to the impulsive spending. But when you think about something, Cynthia, think about the last purchase you made that was not a necessity. You didn't go out and buy that bread because you really need it. But think about a purchase, what encouraged you to purchase it. Was it a smell, a touch, you know, the feeling of it? Was it the color, the texture, a thought? Did it make you reminisce? If it more than likely, if it taps into your emotion, you're going to get it. You are going to purchase it.
I can tell you that normally the things that tap into my emotions are cooking utensils and, you know, things like that. Because I usually have to not watch HSN too much, because when Wolfgang Puck gets on there, he starts using his utensils to cook things. I'm like, okay, that is something I need. I really need to get that.
Do you really need? Do you really need?
I'm going to tell the truth. Just give me a chance now. I'm going to tell the truth. Now, in some cases, I did need it because I was in need of a totally new set of pots. And I bought them. I bought them almost 2 years ago, and I love those pots, so I use them all the time. And I can honestly say that most times when I'm purchasing something, I'm purchasing to make my life more efficient. I have this thing about efficiency. So I'm going to buy, you know, I bought the bullet, or I bought his juicer that also makes soup that will heat up the soup at the same time and that kind of stuff. I will do stuff like that, but I do use them, and it does make my life easier, more efficient, because it encourages me to really make my lunch and stuff to go to work. So
if you did not have the utensil that makes the soup and heats it up, and I'm not talking about the stove that you can put, you know, the pot, you know, on it.
Right.
You wouldn't make your lunch?
I would make my lunch, but remember now, this is a multi-purpose thing. It also does the juicing. I don't have a juicer. So it juices for me. It makes the sauces. I use it for everything. Go ahead. I know you want to tell me off. Go ahead.
I do. But this is your show. I do. Because you know what? And it's something, because I hear that often, how different purchases, you know, how it either made them feel good, or, you know, like you were saying, it allows you to become efficient.
Yes.
And that's fine. And I'm not saying neglect, and I don't want any listener to take away from this that, okay, by here just wants me to totally neglect myself. I don't work to pay bills. This is ridiculous. That's not what I'm saying, listeners. But at the same time, I do want you to put things into perspective. If you feel as though, like, I'm going to use myself an example. If I were to get that, I'm not saying like a juicer. My husband bought a juicer for me a year and a half ago, and I juice every single day. And there are times when I just have a 3-day juicing, and I've really gotten into that thing. But at the same time, I didn't get the power one for like gugobs, $300-some. We went to Macy's, got it on sale, $59.99, and it's still going strong.
Right. And I do the same thing, because, of course, if I'm watching HSN, I'm on there for the deals. I'm not on there to spend $300. As soon as I hear them say, you know, it's normally $300, but, you know, today it's $140, I'm like, okay, that's it. That's the one.
But think about what I said earlier. Just because it's on sale does not mean it's on sale for you. Now, if I did not budget for it, because I did all my research, and I thought I was going to end up spending about $99.99 on a juicer, because I was like, I don't need top of the line. I read that $99.99, I'll be fine. So that's what I had, and I told him, okay, we have that to the side in our account. So if you see something $99.99, go for it. He ended up finding something $59.99, but we had already budgeted for it. So we actually, on top of that saving that they had on sale, end up saving an additional $40 that we were able to go out on date night with. So my thing is, it's okay. I don't want you to deprive yourself, but I don't want you to sit and watch television and say, well, you know what, because infomercials are great with making it seem as though, hey, when you get this, your life is going to be so much better.
Yes.
You know, and don't deprive yourself, but budget your life for it. So
this
when it
true.
Does come up again, you are ready. And you're not saying, well, you know what, yeah, I did get that Wolfgang Puck utensils that was on sale for $130 instead of $300, and yes, I'm doing the easy pay for $50.
Right.
But where am I going to take this $50 from? Because I really wasn't thinking about this. I just happened to go by that channel. So maybe if
I'm usually ready.
I'm talking in general. I'm talking for anybody as well.
All right. I'm feeling you.
Yes, you're,
feel.
Yes, like, sounds you know, like you're ready. Sounds you like know, you're ready.
It feels like you got your, you know, your hands up around my collar, pulling on my shirt a little bit, you know.
No. Enjoy the soup. Enjoy the soup. Which, in your case, you're addressing your health and your wealth because, you know, you're making the soup from scratch,
yeah.
You know, and you were able to afford the utensil. That was great.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I know. Me, I'm that kind of, like I said, I have this thing about efficiency. I like everything to be extremely efficient around me. So I know when they're having this, you know, the sales on certain shows, and I watch during those shows, and especially when they're going to say, I absolutely listen for, you know what, today is free shipping and handling. I'm like, yep, even better, you know.
Yeah, that's true. I love those days as well.
Yeah, so it's not just me. I have my friends looking out for me too, and I'll get a text from them. They'll say, you know what, so-and-so is having free shipping and handling on this thing today, so you want to go over and take a look. Because
Woo-hoo.
I know that if I look in between, you know, if I look in July and not in December, I'm going to buy
mm-hmm.
it at full price. So I do my best to stay away from it because I know my areas of weakness.
Great.
Now, if you could believe it, you know, we've got like 8 minutes left for the show, but again, I'm never
Oh, my
really,
goodness.
I know it goes fast. It goes fast. People never believe me when I tell them. I say, you know, this is going to go really fast. They go, what are we going to find to talk about for a full hour? And I'm like, trust me, when I tell you that the show's almost over, you're going to say, what? and it never fails.
Wow, that was exciting. I really am enjoying myself. Yes.
I don't want our listeners to worry about it because we're going to continue this chat. If it goes past the hour, please, we are going to be here talking until we get our fill. Now, the only thing about that is if you're listening on the internet, you will not be able to hear it because it's going to cut you off. If you want to continue listening on a conversation, please do call the number 347-996-3160. Press the number 1 if you would like to comment or if you have a question. Or, like I said, just stay in queue. Enjoy the conversation. Let us know that you're listening, and I'm happy to give you a shout-out. And then let's get back into it. We've got 8 minutes, people, so trust me, you want to call in because you will forget. I've had people get to me later on. If not, always enjoy the archive. The archives will be up later on this evening, and all week long you can listen in to this happening conversation about finance and health. And Bahia telling me that, you know, I have to watch my HSN addiction to Wolfgang Puck products. Okay, so, I mean, I know we really kind of just stayed on the surface. We really only touched a few things. We've got sacrifice. We've got elimination. We talked about money habits. We talked about the correlation of health and finance. What else do you touch on when you're dealing with your clients who have specific goals? Now, does your advice differ depending on the size of the goal?
Yes, it does. It does differ. I tell people when it comes to personal finance, it's not a T-shirt that says one size fit all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to treat the clients like that as well, because believe it or not, I spend more time on the clarity, on what exactly is it that you want from me.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, when people come to me and they have this idea, I just want to get out of debt, or that's mostly the thing that people tell me. They want to create a budget. Sometimes they discuss how they want to start investing as well, because with our company, we don't just do financial coaching. I'm also a financial advisor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm licensed to do that as well. So if it gets to the point where, okay, we've addressed your spending habits, we've addressed your emotions, we've addressed all your concerns, and you actually have money to free up. And it does not cost a lot of money to invest. You know, if you, we can do that, let's go ahead and do that as well. Let's start investing in some stocks, some mutual funds or ETFs or whatever it is that we need to do. But when it comes to people sitting down with me, the majority of my time is understanding or getting them to understand exactly what it is they want. A lot of people do not know what they want. They
mm-hmm.
base their decisions off of what someone else has or what someone else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we get caught up as a people, as a society, looking side to side. Okay, well, my neighbor has this. We don't know what our neighbor is doing. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know what sacrifices our neighbors are making. So when we can focus exactly on what we want, we are doing, that's when I'm able to move onward with other people. So once we address the clarity of what your goals actually are, then we actually can work on the goals within this self. And then at that point, I customize a plan for that person to work on. And it depends on how long you want to work with me. If you just want to sit down and have a brief 90-minute conversation, I do that as well. I do six sessions, three sessions. I can do ongoing for months at a time. It depends on your needs and what you are willing and able to do and how hard you want to work. There are people who say, well, just create something for me and let me follow it. No, because I'm going to hold you accountable. Just like I want you to hold yourself accountable, I want to hold you accountable as well.
Right. And so we want you to develop the habit. I don't want you to just work on the habit that I give you. I want you to really learn about developing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That habit.
Because just like how you address your finances now is in your DNA, I want to get in your DNA as well. I want to change your DNA a little bit. I want to change that cloth and the way you address your money, the way you feel about yourself, the way you think that you deserve things, and if you are entitled or not. I want to address that. I want to get into your DNA, and I can't just do that by saying, okay, this is what you need to do. Have a good day. Let's go. And I'm going to tell you a couple of reasons why I don't do that. For one, I like to have a conversation with someone, and I'm not greedy, so I'm not going to accept everybody who walks through the door and just to work with you. If I don't think that you are serious, I can't do it.
Right,
I can't
because it takes from you.
I don't want to waste, it takes from me, and it takes from you as well, and I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waste your time, and I definitely don't want you to walk away and say, I didn't get anything from Bahia. No, I actually want to work with you. So, you know, once we get through the clarity, we get through the goals, then we start having some accountability sessions. And we actually work on it. And I will call you. Hey, you said you were making your lunch this week, but I saw you on Instagram at TGI Fridays. What's going on?
See, that's not right. Now you spying on people.
I'm not spying. Hey, blame the government for that one. But I'm just saying, you'll feel the same way if your little cousin asks for $200 because she says she needs to get something to eat and she's hosting a party. You see it on Instagram. See, that will make you say no right there.
Yes, it will.
I'm just saying the details are there. Yes.
Well, let's talk about the process of, and I know this is part of it. You know, I know people who go through the process of saving. They address their habits, they change their habits, and they really start saving. And sometimes they're not really looking at the money, but after maybe 6 months to a year, they take a look at how much they've saved, and then it all goes out the window because all of a sudden they have $10,000 that they've never seen before sitting in their account, and they want to just get in there and spend that money right up. How do you address something like that? Because I've seen it so often. They do really, really good for a good maybe 6 months to a year, but that's only because they're not really looking at the results. Again, they're not connecting themselves with their money. And then they see it and go, you know what? Well, I can go get that flat screen TV because I just want to treat myself.
Okay, yeah. Well, a couple of things, and this is a good segment too. I do want to tell your listeners that starting January of 2014, I'm going to have a what you call 2014 Pay You First Financial Challenge.
Okay.
So what that's going to consist of is for people who say, well, you know what, Bahia, I can't afford to pay anything. And I say, yes, you can. Now, what I want you to do is look at your paycheck, your net, what it is that's being deposited into your checking account or how much you are going to cash, and take 1.5% of that dollar amount. So let's just say it's $475, and 1.5% is what, $10.73, something like that?
Right.
So So you're like, $10.73, that's not a lot of money. Exactly. And I chose that amount, 1.5%, because it's not enough to put you further into debt, but over an extended period of time, it's enough to accumulate where you can see a difference in your savings account. So that's what I want you to do, calculate 1.5%. The second step for you to do is to open up a savings account. So if I suggest online, and the reason why I like online, we have our personal with our financial institution, we have online, is because when you do things online, when it comes to your account, it takes 3 business days for everything to transfer. So when you think it's an emergency, and if it takes 3 business days and you really still need it, you're going to let it go through. But if you're thinking about it, well, I just needed it for those shoes that were on sale, it's not an emergency. You won't even bother. But if you can't do it online, make sure you open a savings account at your financial institution, the same one where your checking account is. The third thing you need to do is go to your HR, your human resource, and say, hey, I want to get a deposit slip so I can do a split deposit.
Right.
So then your first deposit is going to consist of what that 1.5% is, which is whatever, $10.73 for the sake of example. And then your second deposit will be going into your checking account. But if your employer does not do split deposit, then this is why it's important to have your savings account at the same financial institution as your checking account, because
so
you can do transfer exactly automatic. You don't need to go in and hit a button or anything. Now, to answer your question, hopefully by the time your money accumulates to thousands of dollars and you actually look at that account, for one, I hope that you have established a behavior whereas, okay, this money is earmarked for something, whether it's an emergency fund, whether it's a vehicle, whether it's a down payment on my dream home, that money is earmarked for something. You've changed your behavior whereas you're not touching the money, clearly, because it's accumulating. Now, what I personally suggest is, just because you have to treat yourself, it's okay with rewarding yourself. But you have to give yourself a set dollar amount of what your reward is going to be. So if you say, well, if I for every $1,000 I save, I'm going to take $20 and treat myself.
Okay.
I don't see anything wrong with that. So that way you're still accomplishing your goal, and you are rewarding yourself for the disciplined behavior. I'm not saying spend the whole thousands of dollars. Don't take it, because now you're defeating the purpose and you have to start over. That's just like with people with credit cards. Pay off their credit card to turn around and charge it over again. Which is why, which is why I address those malicious behaviors, because if you don't address why you charged in the first place and you pay it off, you're going to do it again. Same thing with bankruptcy. People ask me all the time, do you encourage bankruptcy? No, I do not, because statistics have shown that there are multiple bankruptcies when you file the first time, and it stays in your report several years, and most employers want you to disclose it as well. So, again, it's addressing those malicious behaviors. So if you say, every $1,000 I'm going to treat myself, take $20 out and buy myself something, whatever it is you want, but do not take out any more than whatever you designate, and it has to be a small amount. That's how I would address that.
Okay. Well, then, now that you've said that, I'm going to address something that you said about 5 minutes ago, which is it's absolute truth, and that is shoes are an emergency. I just want to put that out there, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Pretty shoes
No. Yes, you have to have something on your feet. However, like I posted a, I'm going to tell you this. This is how controlled I am, and it took me years to get here. I was on State Street today, and in Chicago, and I walked in a Steve Madden store. Oh my God, they have some shoes. And I love my shoes. But you know what? I have a shoe allowance that I set for myself. So I put, every time I get money, I put a certain dollar amount. And I build up to where I have $80. And then when I have my $80, I'll go around. And it takes me 3 days, I kid you not, to buy a piece of clothing because I go around to every store, DSW, everything. I look at the shoes, and I go back around, and I try them on again. Then I go back around and decide if I really want those shoes or not. I do the same thing with clothing. It takes me at least 3 days to buy a piece of clothing. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, shoes are important, but I create a shoe allowance.
That's all
I'm saying too. Within reason. Let's agree on within reason.
Within reason, you are absolutely right. Within reason, shoes are important, and that's all I wanted to say. That they are important. I don't want to make it seem like shoes are not important because they are. So I'm gonna leave it alone now because everyone knows my people know how I feel about shoes, and I'm actually pretty frugal about how I spend money.
Okay.
So I know that the people who know me who are listening are like, oh, whatever, Cynthia, we know you. Yes, you will buy 5 pairs of shoes at once, but you
will. Oh, my goodness.
No, I will because I know exactly when the stores will have something on a serious sale.
Okay.
So, and I know which stores to go to. I know to go, right after the Christmas, holiday, and everything is almost 50% off, and then there's a coupon in the paper for an extra 40% off, and
see,
I know
see, you're doing
nothing.
Exactly what I said. You're doing your research,
Yes.
There you
yes.
are.
Yeah, so.
You know what a true savings is, and I like to tell people that I work with as well. A true savings is when you go to the stores, they highlight how much you've saved. So if you buy those shoes, and on the receipt it says you have saved $59.62. Actually taking $59.62 and putting it into your savings account, that's when we actually see an ultimate savings.
Yes.
That's where we need to get to that point. And that's what I love to do as well.
Right. And actually to know where that money is when you saved it, though,
mm-hmm.
because, I had another friend, I think it's a financial family practice. They always say, what happens to that money that you look on your receipt and it says that you saved $5 today? How come you can't ever find that $5, if you saved it?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
not
true. That's true. Taking that $5 and putting it into your savings account, you will actually see it then, and you will see that growth, that accumulation in your account.
Right. Now, we have yet to talk about all the ways that we can find and connect with you. I know that I've put your Facebook page in the group and sent a few people over there. But how can people find you? And you said, do you also do consultations via Skype or is it strictly phone and coming in?
Well, I do the social media. I do the phone. I do any time meeting. I do Skype. I do, there's something else that I do. It's called FuseMeeting.com. I try to be very accessible because I'm in the Chicagoland area. I live in Indiana, but I'm 20 minutes away from Chicago. So I travel everywhere. And my motto, plane, train, automobile, it doesn't matter. I've had a client fly me out to Houston. I didn't care. I've driven to Milwaukee. I don't care. I go. Where there's a need, I'm there. So you can catch me on Facebook, Shabazz Management Group, S-H-A-B as in boy, A-Z-Z, Shabazz Management Group is the company page, and my personal page is Bahia Shabazz. And on Twitter is Bahia Shabazz, and that's B as in boy, A-H-I-Y-A-H. LinkedIn is also Bahia Shabazz, and I believe you have to put the Indiana. So virtually, essentially, if you put in Bahia Shabazz on any social media, you will find me, except for Instagram, if you put Fabulous and Money Savvy. And I like to post different pictures of sales and different financial tips on Instagram as well as my dishes that I like to make, because I love to cook.
I saw those asparagus, girl. I saw those people on asparagus. I was like, no, she is not in Chicago while I'm way out here in New York. And she's been cooking all of those nice, green, healthy-looking asparaguses. And I have to just sit here and watch it. And there's no two-for-ones over here in New York.
Yes, I found that asparagus $2 for $1. Where can you find asparagus $2 for $1? They're like $3.99 a pound. I'm like, exactly. I was all over it. So stuff like that, I post and I tell the location so that other people can, take advantage of the deals as well, because we want everybody to look fabulous and be money savvy. So that's where you can find me. And of course, I try to write as often as possible on my blog, which is fabulousandmoneysavvy.com, and I have a website as well, bahiashabazz.com. And our company number, phone number, if anyone wants to write it down, to call me, because I do 30-minute consultation, complimentary, just to hear what you have to say and to give you some insight as well to see if we, you know, are going to work together. But the number to reach me is 1-866-935-7091. And again, that's 1-866-935-7091. So that's what I have. And for your listeners, I do want to let them know, because from August to December, I have what I call a financial fitness challenge. And I do it once a month from August to December. And the reason why I'm doing it is because I don't want people to make these New Year's resolutions / goals December 31st. And by the time January 31st arrives, they're like, whatever, forget that goal. I want it to be a lifestyle. You know, I don't want you to just have these fads. So for December, what we're going to discuss for an entire week, we only do it once a week, once a month, from December the 9th through the 13th, we're going to talk about out with the old, in with the new.
Yes.
So we're going to acknowledge.
Yeah, no, because
so we're
that's
gonna,
what we're doing next month, too. We're really talking about
really?
Cleaning out our house. Yes, we're doing
oh
cleaning
my goodness,
out our house.
Oh, my goodness, that is awesome. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. And that's one of the things we're doing, too, because we're going to clean out our closet literally
yes.
and figuratively.
Yes.
We're going to acknowledge bad spending habits, and we're going to establish our financial goals for 2014. So our
yep.
goal is to recognize that money management is a lifestyle, not a diet or a fad. So that's
yep.
our goal for the month of December.
Wonderful. Now, I want to say that, excuse me, pardon me, I got to drink my tea. all the ways that we can reach you, I would love for you to post them into the group. You know,
okay, I can
from
do that.
All of the Twitter, everything, so that I can tell people to follow you, so you know, and get you some more followers and listeners and everything. Let's definitely talk about your challenges, because whatever challenge you do, I'm going to put it on the Tribal Wisdom page so that they can also follow you and get involved in the challenge.
Right.
And one thing that I did not address tonight, which I want to address, because everyone knows that Tribal Wisdom, you know, our main theme is really focused around couples and marriage and being a support system to married couples right after the weddings, and just if you're just a married couple, we are a support system for you. So let's talk about what you do for marriage and finances, and bringing two people together who have different habits. Is that something you do?
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't matter if it's individuals, couples,
mm-hmm.
Entrepreneurs. I'm here to provide financial coaching. And what I do work with couples, and what I love about working with couples is because you automatically have this perception that you have two different spending habits. One may be a saver, one may be a spender. It's always like that. Well, you do have some couples where both parties are spenders, or both parties are savers, and then you have the extreme where both parties are really broke ballers, so they just flashing for everybody. They don't
mm-hmm.
care.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I sit down with them individually initially,
mm-hmm.
and then I come together, all three of us, because I strongly believe that what you bring to the table encourages who is invited to the table.
Mm-hmm.
So – and I say that because you cannot have this image of your knight in shiny armor, potential husband, of taking care of you and supplying your every need, and you're just bringing some mascara. Like, what are you bringing? You have
yeah.
to bring something as well. And
mm-hmm.
it's vice versa. You can't have a guy who comes in and expect for his wife to cook and clean. I saw this one commercial, and as crazy as it is, every time I sit down, my husband and I, we've been married 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this commercial comes on, and it's an Everest commercial. And the girl stars out and say, "Hey, ladies, you have to hold it down. You have to pay the bills, right? He expects for you to do everything." And I look at him, and I'm like, who says that?
Who,
you know,
made that commercial?
What woman goes into a relationship thinking she has to hold it down and pay all the bills and do everything, and, mm-hmm. and I'm just picturing this guy sitting on the couch just turning the remote control. So mm-hmm. so if that's, even if that's your relationship, guys, you have to learn to bring in, it's a balance. Mm-hmm. So, and it's going to be a balance, not just financially, but supporting each other emotionally and spiritual as well, which is, again, why I say you have to have that prayer, that meditation, mm-hmm. common goals. What values do you have? It's not, oh, he's cute, she's attractive. No, you have to have this common interest and be willing to give and take.
Yes.
You can't just keep going back and forth.
Okay. You know what? I want to invite you back on next month, even if it's just for like a 15-minute segment. I want to, since we're talking about cleaning out, you know, I'm talking about cleaning out emotional houses. I want to get everything out and ready and set for 2014. Let's talk about recovery next month, if you don't mind. I want to know how a couple can recover from financial messiness or non-disclosure.
I like to call it financial infidelity.
Yes. Yes, because
that's what I like.
A lot mm-hmm. of people who do not, who come together, I like it when they come together and they acknowledge who is better at handling the finances, and they go ahead and they do that. Not that it always changes the habit, but they acknowledge it and they try to move forward. But what happens when you don't disclose your financial habits? You're not truthful about it, and then it affects the marriage in a very serious way. How do you recover from that? How do you get over that? What are the steps to take? What do we need to do? So I'm definitely inviting, I want you back on. Let's talk about in December so we can get people cleaning out their houses, disclosing things to their mates, to their intendants, so that when you walk into married life, you're walking in knowing, you know, that it was your choice and not, you know, choosing a lie.
Oh, this sounds good. It's time to get naked.
Yes. Get naked and unashamed up here. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
This is going to be good. Yeah, I like that.
Great. So to my listeners, as you know, this is Financial Literacy Month, but we're still going to go ahead and tie it into relationship. I love that our guest came on tonight and tied it into your health and just to your habits and the things that you learned in your household. Mm-hmm. So, Bahia, please don't forget to post all of those things in the group. Post how people can contact and connect with you. You and I are definitely going to talk because I have some wonderful things that I would love to do just to make people get naked and just, you know, make scare them, put it in their face, you know?
Yes. Grab them by the collar. Yes, we can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's be nice. Let's be nice. Accountability. We're gonna hold people accountable.
All right. You be nice. How about that?
I can do that.
I'm gonna be Cynthia. Everyone's used to how Cynthia is already. You know, I'm in your face kind of girl with it. So but I'm not mean. So look for that coming in December. We're gonna be talking with the fabulous and money savvy. Bahia Shabazz about those kinds of things. And, we are like almost an hour and a half over. And I love it. I love it when we do stuff like this because it means that we're having a great time. But we're going to say goodnight. We're going to say goodnight. As you know, we are Tribal Wisdom by Bridal Tribe. I am your host, Cynthia Williamston. And we are a company about love, beauty, marriage, and wedding and marriage fun. We will see you next week for the final week, just before Thanksgiving, you know, turkey. just before Thanksgiving, we're going to see you next week with our guest, Tara Coquette. And she's going to be talking about, I believe we're going to be talking about credit management and getting out of debt, which is wonderful. If you want to hear more about Tea by Tiffany, who is our this month's sponsor, I will be on her show this Sunday. I'm going to post it in the group, but it's Sweet Success Sundays on Bonfire Radio. We're going to be talking about collaborating, how wonderful it is for businesses to come together and collaborate for success. So listen in. I'll post the link. Call in. Give us a little support and see if you agree with some of what we say. Again, we love you. We look forward to hearing from you next week. And please don't forget that starting in December, we have the Tribal Wisdom Radio Network going on, where you're going to be able to listen to us 7 days a week with different individuals. We've got the TV couple. We've got mentoring Mondays for wedding and married individuals. We've got the working wife who's going to come on and talk with you. On certain days, we've got the intentional wife, Adrienne Bell. She's going to be on. She's going to be, you know, the girlfriend that you can talk to and get advice from her and her mom. Her mom is awesome, Mama Pew. Mama Pew, I can't wait to have her on, rather, when their show's going. This is not a show that's going to be on with my show. These are going to be shows that come on every day, separate shows, and we're going to be so happy to get your feedback on it. But we'll talk about that another day. Please, please enjoy your night. We hope you enjoyed everything. We love you.